You're holding Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Gemara Masechta Krisis. Again, the Gemara says, we're holding in the middle of Shalia by a ger, with a mitzvah going out this bright soul, he's a mechusa kapara, that before the ger, even though he made already a mila and a tefillah, still before he brings his korban, he can't eat from kachim. What type of a korban does he have to bring? So learning out the same way he was in the midbar, by Klaias of Amosha, they brought an oil and a shlamin, who was in a ger also has to bring an oil and a shlamin. Either Bryce says it's enough for him to bring a korban oil alone, so Teretzisko says a ribui that he could bring oifice. That was the last drasha we had, that the Pasuk says, Yisharech nechorech l'Hashem, is ezedav v'shkul l'Hashem ev'yayim o'ila saif. So once there's a ribu that he could bring an o'ila saif to be yotza with, so what damn shit he could be yotza with a korban o'ila also. So now the Gemara says on top of the test, Yochel, I would have thought to say if so, Shani ma brach mincha, maybe you would in a mincha also you could bring to the ager to be yotza's korban with a mincha. Tamalemuna, the Pasuk says, Cain, it has to be the same way it was there in the midbar that they brought kabonis and not a mincha. Tiny, the chur is not bright like this. Yase isherech nechorech l'Hashem. So shemei ani ani, I hear from here, kol shoylu l'ishim. Maybe anything that's put on the mizbeach to be burnt is yotza with a ger to be yotza. That korban, that akrov is good enough to be matkin to eat kachim. And maybe afilu mincha, maybe even if he only brings a mincha, so it's enough. On this Talmud Amuna, the Pasuk says, kasher tasu ken yasa. The same way they did them, we have to do now. Ma'atem minidom, just like there in the midbar, it was a korban brought with zrikas adam. Is afheim minidom huadin, a ger also has to have minidomim, has to have a korban of dam. So either a oif or a behema, but not a mincha. Ima'atem oilu shlomai, just like it was there in the midbar, they used the korban oil and a korban shlomim. Afheim, maybe a ger also always needs an oil and a shlomim. Talmud says the word kochem, kager yielachem, means ikshaftiv. Rashi says lochem ikshaftu means b'miksas. Amatish a ger to the way Klaiso is mizgaya down in the midbar only partially. V'loy kol korban asayim. Amil oyla mistavra. But it's mistavra, Rashi says, to use a korban oyla to mikshura de kula kol. So that whole thing is burnt. That's more mistavra. That should be machshir the ger. Whereas mashek and shlomim, the whole thing is not burnt. There's mistavra more. That what a ger needs is an oila and not a shlomim. Even though in the midbar they had both an oila and a shlomim, here the pasuk says kochem to ger yilachem. Rashi's ekshad mursas ekshavtiv for lele kabbonis sayim and not completely for the kabbonis. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says kochem means kavaseichem, like our fathers. Ma avaseichem lo nichnasu lebris ela b'mila utfila fiatzer is dam, just like the ovis. Was by Barasubah HaSinai, the Mekab of the Bris, was only through a tefillah and a mila, and there was a korban as weak as dam there. Afay more than every ger, la yichnusu le bris, and the mila tefillah of Atzor's damin. Lovi comes to include pray dachas. So lohovi pray dachas, the yeshish, le mesin mechol to akula. So to be marba, just one bird is enough, that we can't have, because we never find one bird is brought. So it must be a ribui that you have to bring two oifers. And that's what we said, like we said before, Nechnami, both oifers are brought from Oila. Oila soif. Now, what we say before, that lo yomru kan el lok lo love, it says the word kan, to bring birds, only to be makel upon the ger. And what we say, that you can't bring one bird, always have to be at least two birds. For the more of a loy, is it true, it can't be one bird. For a tiny one like this, when the Pasuk says, vek ribui, Rashi says, gabi oila soif. To Nadova Bavayikra. When you want to bring in Nadova, you want to bring an Eilas Haif for Nadova. So Pasuk says, Vekrivu. So we dash in Matam Lem, what's the Pasuk have to say it for? The Vishanema Beturim. Because there's an Apache of two birds, Beturim, Vikriv, to bring it. Ishmeyani, I hear from here that Oimer, somebody says, Arayelai Eilas Haif. I want to bring an Eilas Haif. It's like Yifchas Mishnei prayed them, you shouldn't bring less than two. Talmudim, therefore the Pasuk says, V'krivui, afilu prey dachas, that even one bird, you could bring for an oila. So, according to you see, a person could bring even one oif. So, how come we're saying before, we never find less than two oifis? So, Gemara says, choyv emili ashkechon, we never find a choyv to bring less than one. A choyv always has to have at least two. For the Gemara, I have ikka yoledes, I there's a case of an isha of a yoledes, the Masya ben Yoyna oitor lechatis, that she brings either a ben Yoyna or a tor for chatis. So see, for Chodesh, she has to only bring one bird. You see, there is a parsha to bring only one bird. Sakam is saying now the ger has to at least bring two. So more says, there's different. By Yeledis Mishum Dika Keves Bado. Because the corporation, she brings the Keves. She brings the Behema. So that's what's enough to have one bird. But just to have one bird without an animal, that we don't find. Oh, Mama, what we just said before. Ma, Abisach, just like our fathers, Lenich Nesul Lebris, Elo, with Tfila and Mila, and with Sur Saddam. Someone says, Bishleim is good, Mila, we find by others, that they have a bris Mila there, the Sivit says, Kimula Mayakola, Mayotim, all the Christ, so they went out of Mitzrayim, out of bris Mila. In Namrios Miyach, in this passage, it says, Vever Lecha, Virecha, Mispasethas, Bedamayach, Fiyamalach, Bedamayach, Hai. We say that it means, bris Mila. So it's good they had a bris Mila. Hatsoy is dumb, not to say they have to have a korban, as we could say, also it's good, the passage says, Vayishlech is Nara B'nai Yisrael. El Tfila Minolam. Where do we know you have to have a Tfila though? Where do we know that the Klai Yisrael then had to go to the Mikvah for the Mekabal Geris? The Siddur Pesach says, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Vayisrael Kalam, and he spritzed it on the So he made like Azor on them, and the Klal is, Vayin Azor B'lay Tfila. Every time you have to have Azor on a person, Avah, the person has to go to the Mikvah first. For the Gemara Elam Yati is so. He could let the korban like the kabel get is from more intense. So, like Yelam Miata. So, what are we coming on right now? That the only way we can kabel gerim is through a mila or tefila and atzeres adam with the korban. For the Yelam Miata is so even today. This man is there that the lekka korban we have no korban anymore. The korban learn the kabel gerim. We can't have geris. A guy can't become a Jew now. We don't have a korban for him. We don't have zrikas adam. So we're into some Rav Acher by Yaakov, v'chiyogur itchem gerah shabashechachem. So really Rashi is on, what it means to say is v'chiyogur itchem gerah, and the Pesach comes off with Dervah Seichem. So it means, I forgot to let him Migdash, even though we don't have a base of Migdash without Kabonis, that's not Likuva. Havad, he could still become a gerah. According to our Mishnah, son of the Pshatis is Mechus, he won't be able to eat Kachim. But a gerah he could become. Torah Rabban went like this. Ger bisman azer sorach shiyafrish roiva lekinoi. A ger bisman azer to set aside a roiva, a quarter of a dinar, to buy a lekinoi. So Rashi says it means that lekishiyev nebeis amigdish yovikan. That means liyev the tzorach korban v'korban prochus m'roiva liyevsha. We don't have a korban less than a roiva of a roiva of a dinar. Therefore, he has to set aside a roiva of a dinar for lekinoi. Omer Shimon says, Kva nimnu olav Rabbi Yechim et Zakai. Obitlo, he was mavatul this takona. Vavnei ha-takola, it's not kedah because there'll be a takola. Like Rashi says, Shlo yehanim imenu. Like if you matish this money, the money has gdushas aguf on it. Or gdushas dova money, you can't have enough from it. So we're afraid to have such money around now, so Mishim ha-takona will mavatul it. Omer Ravidi bar Geshem, Omer Ravada bar Ava. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, we take a pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says what? That Kvanim Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is mavatul this takona. Viki the maslan some learned al hod on this halacha. The Torah Rabban wrote like this: Ger toishav muter lafes melacha b'shabbes liyatzmoi ki Yisrael b'chol shemayid. Now Ger toishav is a goy. He's not mezgari completely. He just makal upon himself. Not to do this seven mitzvahs p'nei noyach, not to be able to avoid the zara. So such a person is mutter lafas melacha b'shad, let her do melacha for Shabbos for himself, just like he saw let her do on chol ha'moed. When to say a dover ovid, he's mutter to do. Rav Akiva roima ki yisrael b'yomtiv. As him melacha like yisrael b'yomtiv, meaning to say he should not do melacha, it's just oichol nefesh. Rav Yosi roima ger toishu v'yisa b'shabbos liyatzma ki yisrael b'choyol. He holds no that a ger toshev is mamash like a goy, so therefore he's allowed to do all malachas. Just like a Yisroel could do all malachas b'chol, who would then a ger toshev should also do all the malachas b'chol? Like on Shabbos, like a chol. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echad ger toshev v'yechad ad gechovim. Or Eved v'omo hatoshovim, oisim malachim b'shabbos liyatzman ki Yisroel b'chol. He holds an echnami, they call them on the name of Gair, Gemura, they don't have a din Yisroel, so they're not supposed to be a Shabbat on Shabbos, not Rabbah. They have a right to do the regular melacha, just like a Jew does, b'choil. Now the Mishnah says, Elu mevi'in al azodin kishogig. These are the cases that you have to bring a korban, even though you did the chet b'mezid, just like you do it b'shogig. Is abu ala shivcha, if a man lives with a shivcha, we'll see in the Gemara what type of a shivcha, so he's chayiv a korban, a shivcha nechrefes liish, so he's chayiv a korban. V'nozir shenitma, a nozir became tomei, also when it becomes tor, he has to bring a korban, even though it became tomei b'shogig b'mezid. If you swear forth that you do not know Eidus, then we find out you do know, you have to bring a korban. If you swear forth that you don't have the pikodin that I gave you to watch, and then later you admit, so you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, even though you swore forth the mezid. Chamisha, there are five cases, mevi and korban. Echod al averus harbe. Even though the person did a lot of averus, he only has the chiyuv to bring one korban. There are five cases like this. For Chamisha, there are five cases, mevi and korban el of yeru, that for the chet that you do, the chiyuv korban is el of yeru, depending on how much you can afford. Elu, these are the cases, mevi and korban echod, al averus harbe. Habu al shivcho, bias harbe. Someone lives with a shivcho, nechrepas layish, a lot of bias, even though it's done a different halamis, still yoni chayiv one korban. Vinozer shenitma tumas harbe. Another became Tommy a lot of times, one after another, still is Yotze with one korban. Now the Gemara says, Abu Allah, Shivchim Non, how do we know this? To say that one korban is good for a lot of obeis. The Tana Rabbanan, and who had been made it also. The Pasuk says, V'chipur olav ha-koyin b'yel oshem, al-chatos ha-shechoto, that if you live with a Shivchim, you have to bring korban oshem. Balamnit comes to teach you, Shemevi korban echal al-averos harbe, even though you did a lot of chatois, you live with it a lot of times, still now when you come to do tshuva, you don't have to bring one korban. Then the book says, V'nislach loy mechatos ha-shechoto, lasas di-yikiris shoygen kemezid. Chishd, even though you did the avera b'mezid, still you have to bring a korban. The next case is nozir shenitma. Minolon, how do we know to say this? A nozir shenitma also even b'mezid, he needs a korban. And so the book says, V'chiyomus meisol v'pesa pisayim. Pesa ze shoygen. It happens suddenly b'shoygen. It says in Bepesa Bolayeva Hadofay Pisir. That means Bishoigig. Pisayim Zoynis. Vechein Uaymer Vayim Rashem Pisayim El Moshe. Even though done by Oynis, still you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. When Nozer became Tomei Machmas Oynis, still you have to bring a korban. Tanya Yidach learned another price like this. Tanya Yidach. Pisayim Ze Mezid. That if he did it became Tomei Be Mezid, also you have to bring a korban. The pasuk says, "Orim ro v'nistav pisoyim ovrum v'nenshu nichtav krua pisoyim demash meshogig or mash mezid or mash meinis." The pasuk writes the word pisoyim is mash all these all three ways. Mezid v'yainis klakrim, like I said before, k'di yomar or mash menam meshogig d'ksiv pesa yam in the chodover. For nichtav krua pesa doesn't just sum the word pesa. Ikos of krua pisoyim. The mash meshoyg, the mash remezid, the mash moinis. Have a mina kimaisi, korban beshoygeg, mida they have a atarakula. Avalainis, the mezid a maloi. Cause rachmona pesa, the shoygegu, leglu yalei, the pisaim, the yainis, the mezidu, the filokachai rachmona. Therefore, Torah says these two words by nozir tonei, pisaim and pesa, to say that not only if it becomes tomei beshoygeg, does he have to bring a korban, but even if it becomes tomei bemezid, or the oinis, also he has to bring a korban. That's why the Torah writes the Shinoi, Pisam and Pesah, teach us these two halachas. And that's the Mishnah saying that if a nozer becomes tum, even bevezid, he would have to bring a korban. Then the Mishnah says, next one is a Shavuos Eidus. The question is, Minolan, how do we know this? If somebody swears false that he does not know any Eidus, bevezid, and then he admits that he swore false, that he has to bring a korban, the Torah Rabbanu learned like this. The kulam nema vinelam. All other kabbonis says the word vinelam. Machmir they forgot was done b'shoygig. Kan lo nema vinelam. Here by Shavuos Eidus it does not say the word vinelam. And the chiddushid lechayiv ala shoygig kemezid. Today yechayiv even on mezid the same thing like a shoygig. Then the Mishnah says Shavuos ha'pikodin also the same thing. If you swear false, you're not holding my pikodin that I gave you to watch, and then you admit even though you swore false to mezid, you have to bring a korban. So we nolan. And where it says, Yalif, techoto, techoto, mi Shavuos Eidus. So, Gzeir Shobra, the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, to the parasha of Shavuos HaPikodin. So, for both of them, even though you did the Chet B'Shegeg, B'mezid, still you have to bring the korban. Rashi says b'kulan means b'cholam mevin oilu v'yirut shabayis sepasha goyim tome mikdash shuas bitoi sibu shua seidus tiksibe bu shua seidus, says the word v'nelam. And b'yir b'shua seidus, it does not say the word v'nelam. The teacher says lasayis mezid kishoygig.
Yeah.
So this says the Mishnah, Chamisha Mevi'im Korban Echod, Al Averus Harbor. There are five cases that even though you do a lot of Averus, you have to only bring one Korban. So Mor says, Ketonia Bola Shivcha, Bias Harbi. So if you have a lot of Bias, but one Shivcha, you only have to bring one Korban. So Mor says, Minolan, how do we know this? From Minolan. The Torah Rabban Lomar this. The Pasuk says, V'chi Perola Bakoyin, V'yelo Oshim Al Chatos Yashachotim. After the person did this chet living with the shivcha, the kohen has to bring from a korban or osham. That's his kapara. His malamid comes to teach us this posik malamid shemevi korban echod al averus harbe. The one korban else for a lot of averus. Then the posik v'nistlach loy mechator se shechoto. His last is mezid kishoyg. Even though he did the chet to mezid, he lived with the shivcha of mezid. Still, you have to bring a korban. For the more I walk, raw kiksiv b'mezidksiv. The ikar posik is talking about the mezid. Rashi says, because the pasuk says, "Bikuris tia," that with hasro you get malchus, and we know the klal is you only get malchus. He did it b'mezid, and on this the pasuk says, "Ve'vias hashomai." So what do we have to have the pasuk v'nislach lo mechatosli l'rabis that a mezid is also chayiv a korban? For the Gemara, the Ika pasuk is talking about a mezid. So what do I need v'nislach lo for pshita? The pasuk is talking about a mezid. Avad you have the chiyuv to bring a korban. So Mora says. They say that even if you do the chet b'shegeg, also you have to bring a korban. That's the chiddush. The ikar pasuk is talking about the mezid, and the chiddush is even if you do it b'shegeg, also you have the chiyuv to bring a korban. Boy minei Rabbi Chanina tinoim Rabbi Yochanan habo al chomish shivches charufais bela machas. Let's say one person lives with five different shivches charufais, with one forgetting. His ma was halacha. How many korbanos does he have to bring? Chayiv al kol achas biyachas. Are you chayiv a separate korban for each shivcha you live with? Or you ain't chayiv al achas. Still, it's only one chet of a shivcha charufa. So maybe you only have to bring one korban still. Omleis, he answered back and said, in this case, chayiv al kol achas biyachas. Since the guf al machlokim, you have a separate chayiv korban for each shivcha you live with. So more the question, maish no michomer shalom is b'shivcha achas. What's the difference if you live with one shivcha five times? Five different forgettings, you only have to bring one korban, cereals, even though it's different shivchas, but still it's one chet, so why should you have to bring more than one korban? Omulay said back to him, Ein shivcha achas gufa mechlokim. Over there, the pshat is one shivchas, one guf. So even though you did a lot of errors with that's the chiddush, you only have to bring one korban. But over here, since it's hei shvachis, since there are five different shvachas over here, gufa mechlokim, since there are five different bodies, therefore for each one you have to bring a separate korban. When Minolan asked the Morris question, how do you know this in Minolan, the Gavi Shivcha, Gufa Machlokin? How do we know to say such a Svara that by Shivcha, since the different Shvachas, five different ladies, he has to bring a separate korban for each one? How do you know this Svara that Gufa Machlokin? Or Malay, Lav Mata, didn't I tell you Gavi Arroyis? In the parasha of Arroyis, Rashi says, Perakama, Vilisha, Lechalika Kolisha, Visha, Visha, or Langwar says Visha, Rashi says it means Vel Isha, we had before. Was lechalik al kol isha v'isha that yichai for every isha you live with is gavishiv chanami k'siva shayishkav es isha shichvas zera v'ishivcha. So the pasuk means lechalik al kol shivcha v'shivcha. Comes to teach us that for every shivcha yichai a separate korban. So that this pasuk in Vayikra Yutet it says v'ish. Means she's a shivcha, but she set aside for men. Does the machlokes in the Gemara really whether necherefes means she's a chatzis shivcha, chatzis bascharin, or no, even a complete shivcha? Still, the pasuk says the chiddush here that if you do it b'mezid basra b'kuris tiyaloi that you get malchus. Then the pasuk says ve'eviyas hashem al hashem apesachoy moed el osham. That if you do it without asra, then you have a chiyuv to bring this korban osham. That the chiddush for to say that gufu machlokim, now shiishka ves isha shichva zera, mashma that for every isha you live with, every different shivcha, you have another chiyuv a korban. Then it says, Nozir Shenitma Tumas Harvey. Another case is a Nozir that gets Tummy a few times. Also, he has a chiv to bring one korbin for every Tumma. Man Tana, who's the Tana? Omer Rav Chizda Rabbi Yeshi Rabbi Yudi. He goes to Kondav Yeshi Rabbi Yudi. The Omer Eos Nezirus the Tyro, Meshvihu the Chaylulei. That the Shvi the Tyro starts on the seventh day. Now, so the Nozir becomes Tummy. So he's Tummy for 7 days. So after he finishes the seventh day, that it becomes Tor from Tumma Nase. Right then it starts really starting to count his Nezirus HaTaira. Or Mishkakas Lo Kogoyin Shenitma Bishvi, that the case, let's say, became Tommy again on the seventh day. For Chosav Nitma Bishvi, then he waited 7 days, went to the Mikvah Zor Shlishi or Shvi, then on the seventh day became Tommy again. The Chivon Lo Yotze Shor Ru Lahakvi B'Korvin, since it never came a time that he could bring a Korvin, because the Chiv Korvin is first on the eighth day, so since it didn't come, he had time to bring the Korvin, Ain't a chayv al a korban echod. Therefore, it's still nichlal in the first chi of korban. Never came a time yet to bring it, and it became tummy again. Again, this nozir first was tor, then it became tummy. So he has to wait 7 days till it becomes tor, and on the eighth day he's supposed to bring a korban. Now, on the seventh day after it became tor, he again touched the mace, so he becomes tummy again for another 7 days. But since it did not come the eighth day yet to bring the korban, and it became tummy on the seventh day. So we say now it's called like one big tumma richta dummy, and therefore you only have to give to bring one korban for all these different tumas. So Mor says, because the Rebbe, if the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, Kivan the Yom Rebbe, since Rebbe says, Nezirus the Taira ad Shmini lechalalei, if a Nozir becomes tummy, he can't start counting over again his Nezirus the Taira until the eighth day comes, and so Amonashach. Eden Nitma Bishri, if he became tummy again on the seventh day, because of Nitma Bishri, Kulu Tumma Rechti, that's no Chiddush. He never became Tor yet to start counting his Nezirus HaTaira, so it's not called like a new Tumma. There's no Chiddush to say that one Korban Tatis. Elamai Eden Nitma Bishri, Elamai he got Tumma on the eighth day, because of Nitma Bishri, he came Tumma again on the eighth day, then Kivun the Yotze Shor, who you like real Korban, since it came the eighth day already, which is the day that's fit for this Nozir to bring the Korban for his first Tumma. If so, Mechayev Kolachas V'Yachas Enach Nami, and then it became Tummy on the eighth day. Avadis like the new mice altogether, and allowed the to bring a second korban. So Mishnah came and talking about that case either. And the Shraminah should be approved to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The time went like this: the Kidesh Es Roish Shabiyemu means B'Yayim Avoris Kabunois of Divrei Rebbe. When does another start counting his Nezirus HaTaira when he was Tummy on the eighth day? The day he could bring his korban. That's Rebbe Shita. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, know, B'yerim Tigalachtoi, on the seventh day, the day that it becomes Torah, that's the day he takes his haircut, that's the day he can start counting in the Zerus HaTaira. That's the Chiddush, according to Yosef Yehuda. Mishnah tells us the Chiddush, even though he was Torah after 7 days, on the seventh day it became Torah already, and it took his haircut, and then it became Kamei, that's the Chiddush, even though it's like a new Tumah, it's Mechayivim to start over again, still he only has a Chi of one Korbin for these Tumahs that happened to him on the seventh day. Now the Mishnah says, "Amekana liyishtoi, ayidei anoshim harbei." If somebody like makes his wife into a saita, let's say, and he's mekana, he warns her not to stay away from a few men. So Rashi says, "Maybe mincha serim echod al kulam kishumashto." When he makes a drink like and swear, so even though she's swearing and drinking for a few different men, she only has to bring one mincha. Or mitzera shenis nagan negoyim harbei. Wouldn't a mitzera have a lot of negoyim on him? It's Avi Tzipur, and you only have to bring one set of Karbonis, one set of Tzipurim, that's enough. What's going to be Avi Tzipur and the Mitzvah brought his Tzipurim? The Tzipurim, Rashi says, Oysen Shtei Tzipurim Chayis, Achas Beshchiti, Achas Beshluach. Yeah, and then, Vinisnage, then it became a Neger again. Loi Olu Loi, Achiovi Chatosai. Like the Sagad, the Highloy, Oluloy, Mashmach, Tzorach, Lach, Lovi, Lipsay, Facebook, Havamin's Mach, he has to bring again another Tutsiporim again. Lechon Negev and Nega, Achiovi, Chatis. Until he brings the Korvin Chatis. Avalhevi, Tziporim, Bechatosai. Let's say first he brought a Tziporim, Bechatosai, and then it became a Negev again. And Tzorach, Lovi, Likashitoir, a Negerishan. Then he would not have to bring any more of the birds for his first Tumah. That's the Mishnah says. That Hevi Tziporim, Venisnagin became a Mitzvah again, is the Oloy Achiovi Chatosai. If you do Aina, Achiovi Yashom, till it brings his Osham. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Chiddush in Mishnah is. Samara says, Minon, how do we know this Chiddush over here? The Chiddush Zois Teres HaKnois. means Torah achas lekenoyim harbei. And also she has to bring one mincha for a few different kenoyim, means even though the husband was jealous of her and warned her from a few different men, to lachris she only has to bring one mincha. Mitzarish and it's nagin the goyim harbei minolam dechsev zoyis Torah samitzara Torah achas lemitzaroyim harbei. Versing out one nega, then it became Torah from it, and then it became another nega, then Torah, then another nega. If he didn't bring any kabbonis yet, so Pshita, all he has to bring is just one set of kabbonis. Then it says, the mission, Hevi Tziporin, then it's Nag. Let's say the Mitzvah brought for his two Tziporin, then it became another nega. Loi maybe El Korban Echod. Loi Olo, the mission says, Loshin of Loi Olo Loi, Achiovi Chatos does know from until he brings the Korban Chatis. If you do a match, Yovi Yashomai, till he brings the Korban Oshim. So, how the meaner is, even though he has to bring a second pair of Kabbonis. So, we ask the question why? Va'amr, you just got finished saying in the Mishnah that Ein Mevi El Korban Echod. That's the klal by Mitzayram. Shinis Nag and the Goyim Harbi, the Mishnah says all you have to do is just bring one set of Kabbonis. So, how can the Mishnah now says you have to bring over again? So Gemara says the pshat for the Mishnah is really chasuri mechs, where something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi ketonah, this is what should be learned in the Mishnah. Hey vitzi perin, let's say they brought, the Mitzvah brought his two birds. Finis naga, then they have another nega came upon his body. Is ein maybe ela korban echad, you only has to bring just one korban, that's all. Uli akfuya baniyas of ashiris, le mikva achiyavi chatas, that's the Mishnah means to say. That even though the Mitzvah kitza came in Mitzvah a few times, so all he has to do is just bring one korban. That's enough. One korban is enough. But there's new halacha now. How we kaveya, how he is, whether he's rich or whether he's poor, as what type of korban does he have to bring? So that was saying now, Fuya banias ubashiris. When do we tell how poor he is or how rich he is to mechayvus? What type of a korban he has to bring? That's le mikvel achiyavi chatas. That depends how he is when he brings his korban chatas. He was poor when he first bought the Tziporin. Then when he became rich, was rich then, but only became poor later. Maybe Oni Bedalus, Achiovi Chatosoi, the boss of Chatas and Linen, Bein Banias, Bein Bashirus. You know, we have to how he was, Bishas, he bought his Chatis, whether he was poor or whether he was rich at that time. The difference is that an Osher has to bring three kabonis, three kvosim for his kabonis, and if he's a poor person, he only has to bring one korbin, one keves for the Osham, and then he has to bring two birds for his oila and for his chatis. So nafkamina is, what does he bring for the oila and for the chatis? That depends upon how rich or how poor he is at the time when he actually brings the chatis. And if he's poor then, so all he has to bring is just bring birds for the chatis. And he was rich then, he'll have to bring a korban of the Eima Kevis for the Chatis. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That Avada Mitzvah, even though it becomes a Mitzvah a few times, he only has a chiv to bring once the set of Tziporim, one Kabonis. Just later when we Kaveya, whether he's an Usher, whether he's a Oni, that depends how he is, Bishas, he brings his korban Chatis. And now this Rabbi Yudah says, no, Achiyavi Yashama, you depend upon how rich and how poor he is, Bishas, he brings the korban Usher. Now, Tanan also learned over there, Mitzvah Shevi Yashomoi, Mitzvah brought his Korban Oshim. The Heshion, later became rich. He has a Kol Halakacha Chatis, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. It depends upon how he was, the Shasi brought his Chatis. If he was poor then, so he could still bring birds for his Chatis and Eilah. Rabbi Yuduwaime, Hakol Halakacha Oshim, no, you go boss how he was, the Shasi's Korban Oshim. Like it says now, Mishnah Machlaikis, within the Machlaikis over there also. Tanya, you look at Blazer and Yaakov Aimer, Hakol Halakacha Tziporin. Depends how we rich, how poor he was, the Shasi brought his Tziporim. Now, I'm reviewed on my Rav. Shloshto mikrechadosh, they all three of them dash in one posik. Posik says, Asher tasig yodai bitarosai. How much he could afford, the Shasi becomes Torah. Rav Shimon sovar dovra mechaproi. What does it mean, tarosai? It means the korban chatis, that's mechaprim. So, depending upon how rich or how poor he is, the Shasi brings his chatis. Rav Yudis sovar dovra machshiroi. Tells what's machshimash is oshom. She midomai noisna bohinosai machshira lekolav bekotchim. The korban oshim, that's what's machshirim tikotchim. That speaker was telling how rich, how poor he was, because he brought his oshim. The blazer ben Yaakov Omer, dover agurim le tyro, omaniel tziporim. What caused the lemaisa to have the tyro? That's the tziporim, the birds. Rashi says, gormim loy tchilas tyrosoi, shemidama tzipa mazin olov. That's like the beginning of his tyro. So we go boss of the birds. So that's what's machloikis. How do we shatz up what is rich or poor according to which korban he brings? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Isha Shiyoldo Vlodis Harbe? An Isha gave birth to a lot of different Vlodis. The Pilu Betoich Shimainim. And she had a miscarriage within the 80th day. Nikeva of a first Nikeva. First she gave birth to a Nikeva. So then she can't bring a korban later until 80 days pass by. Now, in the middle of these 80 days, she was mapa, she had another miscarriage. And again it happens the same thing of a Nikeva. Or else, from Apelis Tumim, let's say she gave birth to twins. So, Reb Yudwaima, maybe Alarishin, maybe Alashnia. Maybe, so the Tanakam is saying that this is another case where for a few Sibis, she only has to bring one carbon. Like, even though she was Yoled this a few times here, still there's only one Chia carbon. Since she was Mapo, the second lady took place in the middle of the 80 days, and never came a time a claw that she could bring her korban yet, therefore it's all considered nichlal in the one, a korban. So she only has to bring one korban for all these ladies. Now, Reb Yud, and who are then by twins also. Now, Reb Yud, Reb Yud says, mevi ala rishon, the first time she had a lada, she had a keva, she has to bring korban for that. But v'yena mevi ala shniya, since the second one, the miscarriage happened within the first 80 days, so that one we overlook. And therefore, she only has to bring one korban when she finishes the 80 days. Bashenkin, maybe Alishvish, he says no, but the third birth, that's like the birth by itself. And for the third one, since it happened after the 80 days of the first one, so for the third one, she'll have to chiyuv to bring another korban. But then, maybe Alarevi, on the fourth one that she has the miscarriage, since that one is within the 80 days of the third one, so she's not chiyuv to bring a second korban. Zenechnami, every second one she doesn't have to bring a korban for, but for the third one she does. According to him, the first one yes, second one no, third one yes, fourth one no, fifth one yes, sixth one no. That's how Yud holds.